Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, and I am so pleased it is finally back on The Breakfast Show, Matt Dyson brings us a little bit of Bard Chord. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is the Dave Berry Breakfast Show logo in black and white. It's a strip of three. They're temporary tattoos and you could have them on your face. But what you need to do is step into the ink tank. I'm going to play you a clip from yesterday's show. All you need to do is try and figure out what lies beneath the tattoo artist's needle. So this clip is of Matt Dyson, and namely me seeing him eat a particular food type in a very creative way. I watched that man there, a man I've worked alongside, loved and admired for nearly two decades, since I was eight, and I watched him eat a but when it comes to I watched him, so he took one out. It's the one left, actually, yeah, from yesterday. Yeah. He twisted the bottom off
like an Oreo biscuit.
Yeah, yeah. And then plonked it on the top. Oh, to create like a sandwich. But what did Matt eat in an unusual way? A cupcake or a Ginster's pork pie? So your names and your answers, A for cupcake, B for Ginster's pork pie. Send them along right now to 8-12-15. Up next, one of you will be live on air and possibly winning some merch.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's merchandise time. Hoping to win a strip of three temporary tattoos of our show logo is Andy. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team. How are you?
Hello, very Andy. Good. Thanks, Andy. Welcome to the show. An area rep working within metals and aluminium. Andy likes the main station, but occasionally, just occasionally, has a bit of 80s in his life. That's how you use the radio app. That's how you do it. Well done, Andy. So, Andy, my co-host, colleague and friend, Matt Dyson, eats something, a baked good, in an unusual way. Is it a cupcake or a Ginster's pork pie?
Well, I've got to go with cupcake on that one, Dave.
Let's see if you're right. Here we go. I watched that man there, a man I've worked alongside, loved and admired for nearly two decades, since I was eight, and I watched him eat a cupcake. Well done.
Yeah.
You've done it from yesterday's show, exclusively revealed. Mm-hmm. We had quite the response to your techers, Matt.
Yeah, a lot of people doing it out there, yeah.
So
not
you
just me.
Twist the bottom off and then put it on the top.
Sandwich it up.
Yeah, I tried it with what's my soup with yesterday lunchtime. It was a disaster. Yeah. So, Andy, do you use that kind of technique whilst eating a cupcake?
Good God, no. No, I'm normal.
Good God, no, I'm normal.
Well, you get it all over your nose and moustache then. Well done, Andy. You're the winner.
You creamy-faced buffoon. So, Andy, you've won a strip of temporary tattoos. Tell the nation where you're going to put me on your body.
Well, I was just saying that my other half is very unaware of this, but it's going to go on her top back so the world can see it as we're going shopping at the weekend.
You're going to tattoo your wife's upper back with my show logo. Well, isn't that a charm? Yeah. And she's totally unaware. Yeah. What's her name, Andy?
It's like a kick me sign on your back.
What are you doing with that suntan lotion? You're not drawing anything, are you? Andy, great having you on the show. Speak to you real soon.
Thanks, guys.
Well done, my man.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, and we have a whole stack of it. The best way of getting involved is via the brand new Rayo app. So that's the music sorted for you. As far as the talky bits go, well, it's about the social ammunition. Matt, what's trending?
Well, someone called Leah has gone viral. You may have seen this. She shared pictures of her friends who she says put in a serious shift into her rhyme without reason fancy dress party. It's a great concept for a fancy dress party, this. So the rhyme without reason is just you go with one person or, say, two other people, and you go in fancy dress, and there's no connection between the people you're dressed as, but they have to rhyme. So
I love it already, and I know Glenn loves it, and I know Anna loves it, and I know we all love it.
Obviously, you can't see the pictures because it's radio, but just the names are amazing in themselves. So one of them was Susan Boyle and Just Stop Oil. So And then you have the Pregnant Lady and Slim Shady. You also have the Ultra Low Emission Zone, a traffic cone and a flip phone. That was a trio! Really nice.
Heroes.
And then there was a few others, including Hardest Geezer and Mother Teresa. Lovely to see those two dressed up together going
That's
out to a party.
That's how people speak round my way. That's how I communicate with my dad.
It's amazing. I'll share that on my Instagram so you can have a look at those pictures. And then there's the return of Bardcore this morning. We haven't done this for a long, long time.
Bardcore?
Yeah, Bardcore is back. It's medieval covers, right? Yeah. And we did so much at the time.
They've overreacted to it being
We did so much at the time that we had our own jingle, which I can dust off now.
Did we really?
If you'd like. Well, yeah.
Now that's what they call bardcore.
There you go.
It's for any new listeners, it was a different time. We were different people.
The main protagonist of bardcore is Hildegard von Blingen, who does amazing work on YouTube. And he's done a new one, which Crouching Tigger has sent me on X. So it's Hildegard von Blingen, and it's Friar Funk on vocals, covering We Didn't Start
You say
the
a
fire.
Lot of random words, you know that, don't you? You say an awful lot of random words. Every day.
They're covering We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel in medieval times. Here it is.
Eleanor of Aquitaine, Charles VI hath gone insane, Reconquista, Geoffrey, Chaucer, Michelangelo, Marco Polo, Magna Carta, Christian Schism, Siege of Acre, Byzantine Iconoclasm, Guillaume de Machaut.
I mean, the research that's gone into it is amazing. And I think it's better than the Fallout Boy.
I'm having fun, but I'm learning stuff. Yeah.
Exactly, Dave.
Things here to read, but the Nibelungenlied, Castile with Aragon, Second Pope in
so
Avignon,
good, isn't it?
Novgorod, Genghis Khan, Beowulf to Cameron.
We did not start the fire.
It was always burning as the world was turning.
I've missed Bard Court.
Yeah, it's nice to have it back, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. I'll share it on Twitter. We'll hopefully have some new medieval hits for you soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
You are listening to this specific breakfast show, and that means only one thing. Yes, your opportunity to hand in the cool badge and fess up to those crimes against cool at 8, 12, 15. But it doesn't necessarily have to be your own cool badge. Have you witnessed a crime against cool, even committed by a friend, which is what happened to Glenn Moore?
I'm going to hand in my friend Jenny's. Basically, my friend Jenny was at the same Taylor Swift Wembley gig that I was at a couple of weeks ago. And during the gig, Taylor Swift was like dressed as like a sort of 1920s film star, and like three men in top hats and tails came out and sort of picked her up and carried her. And it became apparent that one of them was Travis Kelce, her American football star boyfriend.
Yeah.
And the crowd, when they realised it was Travis Kelce, lost their minds.
Yeah.
But my friend Jenny, for a second, only for a second, didn't recognise it was Travis Kelce. And from her perspective, she was wondering why a Wembley stadium full of predominantly women in their teens, 20s and 30s were wondering why Taylor Swift had just brought out Vinnie Jones.
Does he look like Vinnie Jones?
No!
So as I say, it can be a friend's cool badge or your own. Get them into us right now at 8, 12, 15. We'll pepper this morning's broadcast with them as soon as they pop in.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Listener Sarah in Bowes got in touch saying that she has an idea for one of those rhyme without reason outfit ideas that you just brought us in the social ammo. She says that we could go as one another. Mm-hmm. You'd go as Dave Berry, and I'd go as hashtag spawn for a ferry.
Excellent.
Nice. Nicely
Lovely
done,
work.
Sarah.
I'm not sure what you'd dress as, but a big hashtag perhaps.
Yeah, maybe a hashtag hat and then just a ferry costume. That's what I would do. Absolutely. Be quite cool badge though, wouldn't it?
Now
it is cool badge day. Get them into us at 8, 12, 15. Seems only fair that we get the ball rolling. Now I had last week off. I went on a family holiday and I managed to achieve one of those rare things, a unicorn in anyone's life, which is I basically worked really hard to box everything off in life that I possibly could before I went away. So all my emails were replied to. There was no writing to do. There was no reading to do. There was nothing to do but just focus on having a good time with
Lovely.
The family.
Yeah.
And that meant I didn't have to look anything up online. I didn't go on social media. I didn't do any of that stuff. It was glorious. As I say, a unicorn, a real rare treat.
Yeah, it's great to have a break.
So... It really is, Matt. So when I got back, I decided to just kind of look into my phone, make sure that I had everything in the diary correct and so on and so forth. And I went into my search engine. And it turns out I had Googled one thing over the 7 days I was away.
Oh, wow.
Right? Just one single... Do you know how rare that is? In your internet history, there was just one item. That's how clear I wanted to be before I went away. I didn't even want anything in my search history. All the deleted items, I went into the bin. I deleted all of those as well. It was all gone. And there was just one thing. And it said, how old is Cher?
It was a pressing matter, wasn't it?
I have no idea why I Googled that, but I presume that Sarah Jane and I were talking about it over dinner. So
who'd like to
play a little game of guess how old Cher is?
Yeah, let's
get one thing straight. She's a legend.
Yes.
We love her here.
Yeah.
But now I can't stop thinking about her. Mm. I dream about her. I see her everywhere I go. If I could just turn back time, maybe I wouldn't have Googled her in the first place. How old do you think Cher is?
I think Cher is 67.
Okay, 67. I'm locking that answer in.
Yeah.
It started off as a bit of fun, but now I've said I'm the host and I've said I'm locking that in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's got gravitas. Anna Geary, you're a muso. What you got for us?
I think she's older than that.
Okay.
I think she might be in her 70s.
You can't just take the whole decade. You've got to
narrow it down.
All right, okay. Let's go for... 73
years old. Glenmore.
I'm going to go even older.
Oh.
I think she's 77.
Really?
You're saying 77. Sure. Well, I Googled, the only thing I Googled in 7 days. How old is Cher?
Were you trying to cheat on a pub quiz or something?
And I can exclusively reveal she is not 67.
No.
It is in the 70s.
Oh.
But it's not 73. It is 78. And there we go. That was our cool badgie, Harold is Cher game, live on the air.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
And so, I can't believe it. We've reached the final week of 10 weeks of tickets, and we are going out in style with your chance to win a pair to go to Kendall Calling, which will see performances from Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, The Streets, Paolo Nutini, Kate Nash, Keen, The Lightning Seeds, and many more. And once again, we're going to play Kendall's Calling. Matt, remind us how this works.
Well, you know me, Dave. You know me, Dave. I'm always rubbing shoulders with celebs. I've got the world's biggest artist blowing up my phone all the time. So basically, someone who's on the bill for the festival is going to call me, but you'll only hear my side of the conversation. If you come on air and you can guess who I'm talking to, but based on just my side of the conversation, you win the tickets.
And it often references their song titles.
It somehow does.
And
it's amazing. The conversation
case,
is quite
embarrassing. The name of the frontman.
Yes, that will happen as well. Sometimes
happen.
It's really quite easy.
And you know what? It's happening again next, and we love it. And if you would like to play Kendall's Calling, well, call us right now on 0330 123 1215. That is 0330 123 1215. All the T's and C's are online.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets.
On Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, it is the final week of 10 weeks of tickets. We have your chance to go to Kendall Calling Festival as we once again play Kendall's Calling. Matt is going to receive a phone call from somebody on the lineup, identify who it is, and win your way in. And hoping to do just that this morning is Jason. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Jason, welcome to the show. Jason's in Bradford. He listens to the main station, then a bit of 80s, then a bit of 90s. That's how you use the brand new Rayo app, let me tell you. So, Matt, are you, you're not going to receive any calls now, though, are you? Because I'm in the middle of a talking bit. So unprofessional.
Hello. Oh, hello, geezer. How are you? Yeah, I'm very excited to see you at Kendall Calling. That's if I can see you and I'm not blinded by the lights. Yeah, well excited, but not that excited. I don't, like, fancy you. Well, I mean, you're fit, but you know it. Oh. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to upset you. Dry your eyes, mate. Sorry to have upset you. Sometimes you have to take me as I am. Bit of a niche reference, that one. But let's push things forward. Let's turn the page, yeah? Don't mug yourself. We're good, yeah? Oh, did you get those costume bits I sent you, by the way? I know you wanted it for Kendall calling. You're not going to use it. What do you mean they're knock-off? No, I promise, the peg leg and eye patch are original pirate material. Okay, I'll show you when you get there. Lots of love and kisses. Bye for now.
It sounds like you don't have a strong friendship at all.
No, I don't know. We barely know each other sometimes, I think.
Yeah. I like I hesitate there because you gave a clue away. We barely know one another. Yeah, don't give away too much, will you, Matt? No. Jason, any idea who that is from the Kendall calling lineup?
It's the
Streets. It is the Streets. Yes. That's so exciting. Are you excited about seeing the Streets live, Jason?
I am. They're one of my favourite bands.
It's going to be awesome. The Streets are there. Palanutini's there. Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds are there. Feeder are there. Keen are there and many more. Jason, thanks for tuning in. We'll speak to you real soon.
Will do. Thank you.
Cheers, Jace. Take care, man.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where I'm giving you the opportunity to hand in the cool badge to 8, 12, 15, because it feels good to do so. And joining us right now on line one with a true tale of woe is Rebecca. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Hi. Rebecca, hello. Welcome to the show. What's happened to you has really hit hard to me. It really has. It's hit me really hard. It's my worst nightmare come true. So it takes place at a venue where you're off to see a live band. Which band is it?
So it's Wheatus. It's, you know, from the 90s, the 2000s. You know, you're 28 years old, so obviously you won't remember that.
Thank you very much indeed, Rebecca. That's how we do it. But no, I'm aware of the work of Wheatus, yes. So you're off to see them. So how does the cool badge moment begin to unfold?
So I think the cool badge started earlier in the day. So I get the itinerary through. You get an email saying when, you know, things are going to happen. And it says the support act is going to be on at 8. And I'm thinking already, this is bedtime. You know, how am I going to cope? Yeah. So, I'm not that bothered about the support act. And we just are on at 9. So I rock up at 8:45. You know, everything's buzzing down there. It's like really nice weather. Everyone's milling outside. And I'm thinking, yeah, you know, this is going to be good. I'm glad I stayed up for this. And I walk up to the door. Right? I walk up to the door and the security guard looks at me and goes, are you picking up?
Oh,
and I was like, no. I'm coming in.
I'm coming in. Oh, please let me in. Oh, I'm here. Yeah. I'm here to lose it. I'm here to have a good time.
I know.
So what? Who did he presume you were picking up, Rebecca?
Because, you know, the support act had only just finished. You know, the main act hadn't started. You know, was somebody that interested in the support act that, you know, I'd be picking them up?
Yeah.
I don't know.
OK. Rebecca, well done on being brave enough to come on air and tell us this story. Did you go in and watch Wheatus, or did you just decide it was time to pack it in and go home?
No, do you know what? I did. And what made it even worse was I was on my own. I wasn't even meeting anybody.
It gets worse, doesn't it? Yeah. OK, Rebecca, thank you so much, because whoever else has to hand in a cool badge this morning is going to be feeling much better about themselves. They really are. So you provided a service to the UK. Give it up for Rebecca, everybody, and keep those cool badges coming. It's 8, 12, 15. Well done, Bex. Well done.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We have another cool badge, but from a team member. Who's it going to be? I've already given mine away when we all played the Guess How Old Cher game is earlier on. Matt Dyson's possibly on the way, maybe Glenn Moore, but definitely, I am pleased to say, Anna Geary. Now, all I know, all I'm privy to, is that we're dragging somebody in from the outside world into this cool badge moment. Is that right?
We are indeed, yeah.
Well, who is this person and why is it cool badgey?
So I was out last week at an arcade bar in Soho.
Okay.
And so, you know, like pinball machines or retro games or that sort of stuff.
Yeah, nice, yeah.
And you have to buy tokens to play on the machines. And I was playing on Pac-Man, at least... I thought I was playing on Pac-Man.
Okay.
It was actually an automated screen.
What?
Oh, and I thought, you moving the joystick?
I was having a great game.
Oh, no.
Honestly, I thought I was having an absolutely smashing game. Yeah. Yeah. All the dots, avoided all the ghosts. And then the guy that I was with... just let me do it for a while.
Right.
And he hadn't put any tokens in. And then, after about, it was probably a couple of minutes.
Oh, that is a really long time.
Yeah, that's longer than a game of Pac-Man, to be honest.
Yeah. Goodness me. So what was he doing? Was he like cheering, going, yay, Anna, avoid that ghost.
Just sort of stood watching me.
Oh, no.
And were you like... on the buttons and everything.
Oh, no. Thinking I was just superb at this game. And then he turns around, he goes, Anna, I didn't actually put any tokens in, so you've not actually been playing.
Oh, no.
No, it gets even better. So I had told him on this show we have a feature called Cool Badge, but he'd obviously not remembered that it was called Cool Badge. And he says to me, well, now you can hand in your sad ticket.
That's a great
name. Love it.
Yeah, I like it.
Somebody that Anna went to a retro arcade with is writing content ideas for his breakfast show, and I like it. I do like, hand me in the sad ticket.
Yeah, I like it. It's a slight twist on the cool badge, isn't it?
12, 15, come on, be brave. Take out your wallet, your purse, reach into your pocket and pull out that sad ticket.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is coming from Joe from Leeds. He says, hi, Dave, I need to hand in my brother's sad ticket.
Oh, yes. Nice.
There's 10 more seconds of this. Thanks once again to Anna's mate for the inspiration there. Hi, Dave. I need to hand in my brother's sad ticket. Last week, me and my brother ordered from a local takeaway named Marlowe's. When it arrived, my brother, called Sam, went outside to collect it from the delivery driver. The driver saw Sam and said, Marlowe's? And Sam said, no, my name's Sam.
It's a great sad ticket. Hand them over to the ticket collector. Oh. So you're the sad ticket collector.
Oh, thanks, mate. 25 years in show business, that's what you call me. I've got a BAFTA nomination.
Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This week here on The Breakfast Show, thanks to our good friends with DIY Benefits Wix, we've been giving you a chance to win a Wix Fix worth £10,000 to put towards a new kitchen. Whether it's your first home or your forever home, find your dream kitchen at Wix. From design to installation, Wix create kitchens that you can be proud of. Whatever your budget, there is a kitchen to suit you. Plus, all kitchens include a free design service. Book your service appointment today. So if you want a kitchen to be proud of, I suggest you head to our website now, which is absoluteradio.co.uk/win. And what you need to do while there is pen an ode to your current kitchen to explain to us through poetry why you desperately need this Wix Fix. And joining us right now on line one, we have Matt. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Matt, hello. Welcome. Hi, Matt. Along to the show. So tell us, why do you deserve a £10,000 Wix Fix for your kitchen?
Well, where do I start? We haven't done anything to this room since we moved in 7 years ago. We've got duct tape holding panels in cupboards, and it just needs a refresh.
Okay, it seems more than a refresh.
It's okay. Yeah, it's not brilliant.
Matt, we are about to hear your ode. Are you nervous for the folk of the United Kingdom to hear it, or are you excited?
Oh, I'm slightly excited. Okay, see what they think.
Okay, it's been given the full production bells and whistles, but you wrote it and recorded it into your phone and sent it to us. And here's how it sounds.
In the kitchen where chaos reigns, pots and pans sing loud refrains. The blenders roar, the microwaves hum. A symphony starts with a tap of a thumb. The toaster's a prankster burning the bread, while the kettle boils over, turning things red. The kitchen hides snacks with mischief Rufus Glee as the dishwasher argues with cups constantly. Forks and spoons engage in a nightly brawl. The oven just laughs at it all. Yet in this chaos, meals are made in the kitchen where culinary adventures parade.
Oh, wow.
Very good.
I think your kitchen's haunted.
Yeah, you don't need wicks, you need the Ghostbusters.
Yet in the chaos, meals are made in the kitchen where culinary adventures parade.
Yeah, it reminds me of that kid's book, A Kitchen Disco, you know, when the kitchen comes alive when you leave it. It's quite nice. Lovely,
okay.
Lovely image.
So you've got Matt's vote, Matt, but it's not up to us. It is up to our team of judges. They're independent. They're going to make their shout. So we could be announcing you as the winner of the Wix Fix on Friday morning. We may be speaking to you again soon. Cheers, Matt. Well done.
Thank you.
Have a great day ahead.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on your Wednesday morning, which of course means it is Cool Badge Day or Sad Ticket Day. Whatever you call this feature, you can get them in. Glenn, I'm looking at you now.
Yeah, this is very much Sad Ticket territory. your recommendation, Dave, I went to Legoland on Monday.
Oh, it's great there.
Elliot is coming up to 3 years old. I thought was his prime first theme park territory. Legoland's a perfect place to go. And we went along, we had an amazing time. And he was tall enough for certain things, but other things he didn't want to go on himself. He just wants to watch me go on them. He prefers to watch these sort of things. No, he's a creep. but it was like, so
do you mind if I just watch you go round and round, Dad?
But it was great for me because I got to go on like Minifigure Speedway and all the new ones. It's amazing. So great, great fun. But he really wanted me to go on the log flume. And so I queued up for the log flume and I got to the front and they were like, how many of you are there? And I was like, it is just me. And they were like, well, obviously, because it was great, you know, there's like a big queue and stuff. Yeah. They were like, we're trying not to just have someone in the log flume on their own. Yeah.
So we're 6'3", we're in a poncho with Legoland written on the front.
So they were like, we're just going to see if you can fit in anyone else's. Oh. And then what proceeded to happen was basically an episode of Take Me Out where they basically would bring out other people and they'd go, were you okay if this man rides in your log?
With a family.
Because a log flume is intimate, isn't it? You have to sit, it's like the ups upside your head dance. You're sort of wrapped around each other. And I was just being told no by countless streams of people until eventually a mother and daughter took pity on me. But why would you? Why would a pair of 18-year-olds want a complete stranger? And I insisted on sitting in the middle as well, so that would break things up as well.
Awkward.
Other than that, amazing, but that was a real sad ticket moment.
No lighty, no flumey. Okay, let's give it a blast, shall we? Inspired by Anna's friend.
Oh, what a sad ticket.
Glenn in an 18-year-old sandwich tumbling down a log flume.
Please tell me you got the photo at the end of the ride of you together with
his
family.
Got the photo. Deleted, moved on. Never need to think about that moment again.
That's funny because I got them as key rings for the entire team.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And it is the perfect time to stop doing whatever you're doing. Sit back, take a sip of that hot or cold beverage, and listen to Matt Dyson with the social ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
What you got for us while we chill?
High time we heard from George Lewis again, the excellent comedian. He's basically becoming the new Josh Pugh on the Social Ammo Extra. So many people have sent me this great clip of his, which is what it would sound like if you could hear two toddlers getting together and just chatting about life as a toddler. Here it is, you'll hear.
What are you having for breakfast today? Well, I was going to have jam on toast, because that's been my favourite breakfast for about a year. But I've just decided that I actually hate it. What do you do if your mum just gives you jam on toast anyway? Will you say anything? Oh, no, I won't say anything. I'll just throw it at the wall and drop to the floor and scream. Seems reasonable. Will you be having a drink? Well, I'm not actually sure if I'm thirsty or not, so what I'll probably do is I'll take a big swig and then decide when it's in my mouth. If I don't fancy it, I'll just open my gob and let it all dribble out. Yeah, then you can let all your fresh, clean clothes just soak it up.
Yeah, great.
Very sensible. Yeah. You up too much now, then? I'm going to have a stroll out to the park, I think. I might run. or I might go slower than a slug. You can just see how you feel, can't you? And have you got plans when you get there? But Mum got me some bubbles, actually, so I'll probably take the wand out, have a go at blowing some, and maybe pour the rest of the bubbles out while I'm doing it. Oh, yeah. And will you be angry with your mum if you can't blow any more bubbles after that? Oh, I'll be livid.
It's very well observed, isn't it?
It certainly is.
It's amazingly accurate. I'll share it on my Instagram story. She'll be talking about it later when I save your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it for the breakfast show this morning. Thank you ever so much for tuning in and joining in. If you've missed any of this or you'd like to listen to it again, well, you can on demand in the free Rayo app, or you can wait about 10 minutes and get the brand new edition of the Daily Podcast. But what's his name? What's his name? What do we call it? So the podcast name bell rung on the following occasions. Good God, no, I'm normal. You creamy-faced buffoon. Susan Boyle and Just Stop Oil. A hashtag hat and a fairy costume. I'm coming in. The Sad Ticket.
Well, Sad Ticket was excellent. Also, Susan Boyle and Just Stop Oil from the Social Ammo in particular. But I think when you talked to listener Andy, wasn't it, early on in the show, about cupcakes.
And yes.
Him eating them like a norm.
Yeah.
You called him a creamy-faced buffoon. I thought at the time, that has to be the podcast title.
I was sticking up for you, mate. Yeah, I was sticking up for you. So the name of the brand new daily podcast, which you can get wherever you do your pod dealings, is You Creamy-Faced Buffoon. Right, Leona Graham's going to be here next with the tea break trivia and the details you need to enter Make Me a Winner, which is worth £180,000. As for us, we'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.